This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth, remember when we were talking about Bitcoin? It was about $750. Today, right this moment, $58,589.
Yep, that's right. Unfortunately, I'm not really into Bitcoin at the moment because I've found that it's been more necessary to put my money into growing trees, fruit trees, and putting a garden in, establishing a chicken flock, establishing a, a rabbit tree, and all of this sort of thing. And that is where my funds are at the moment, and the reason why I chose not to continue with the Bitcoin thing was that I could see that eventually it would end up with a mark of the beast system, and that the Bitcoin would probably be end up being tied up with people's personal microchips. I think that that is what is coming down the track. And as soon as I saw that, I said to myself, right, well, probably, you know, Bitcoin is going to continue to go up. Okay. And it's, I would say within a very short time that you're going to see six-figure Bitcoin prices. Okay. Because you're beginning to see some really big players come into the Bitcoin market now. It's, you know, it really is absolutely remarkable what is happening. But eventually it is going to be tied in with the Mark of the Beast technology. So at that stage, if you are a Christian, if you are disinclined to take the Mark of the Beast, then you can have all the Bitcoin in the world and you will not be able to access it. You know, I believe that the Bitcoin technology after the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is prophesied, which is going to happen, all of these terrible events are actually the precursors, according to Bible prophecy, to the return of Jesus Christ. He is coming back. And I believe that Bitcoin will continue to be there after Jesus comes back, and that it will continue to operate as a form of currency after Jesus comes back. But in the interim, if you've got any Bitcoin tied up in any computing system, I believe that you will be required to get the Mark of the Beast in order to access it. And as a believer, as a servant of the living God, I can't do that. So instead, I'm putting my money into establishing my farm with fruit trees, vegetable gardens, and small livestock. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Oh, sure, sure. And we are, I mean, we're putting our resources into tangible things, spare parts. And this is nothing new, class. We've been recommending this for many, many years. And it's interesting. It's interesting how the global players, the big players, make money. When you talk about the Kamala Harris's family, how they were involved in the slave trade before, at least reportedly. And you can look it up. Just go to the internet and look up Kamala Harris or Kamala Harris slaves. You'll find it. If you look at how wealthy people have made money, they've dug, they found oil, and they pump it out of the ground, or they make money where other people can't, and they make it on, well, slaves. How about this? How about slavery? Stealing people and then selling them. Or how about this? How about economically entrapping people into slavery, where you get them to pay and pay and pay? That'd be like the Federal Reserve System, right? Where they siphon off every transaction. If you save money, they siphon from it. If you spend money, they siphon from it. No matter what you do, they make money on it. And so you can make a little bit of money off everybody. And that's what a lot of these guys do. That's what the oil companies did. You know, the big oil companies. Oil was virtually free. All you had to do is pump it out of the ground and refine it and sell it. Yeah, there's some work involved. But it's that's how the very wealthy make money. Bill Gates, he made money selling defective software. And once you used his software, you'd find that it had some problems. And he'd fix it for you with a new version. And you'd buy the new version, and that would fix some of the problems. But it would have new problems. So you'd have to get a new fix and spend another $89 to buy the next upgrade or version of Windows or Word or Microsoft Works or whatever it was. Defective software with... and, you know, I'd be embarrassed. If I manufactured software and it had bugs in it, I'd be embarrassed. I'd want to fix it for free, and I'd say, I'm so sorry. No, but not these guys. They charge you for their mistakes. And that's the way it works. And the GDP just goes along with it, saying, well, that's the way it is. Just the way it is, and we'll just keep paying and buying, and that's what they do. And they let Apple get away with modifying the operating environment or the operating system that causes the battery to wear down, and the battery cost is so expensive to replace a battery that people say, well, oh, geez, I guess I need a new phone. Well, that's what they did with computers. Bill Gates would come out with a new version of Windows. The computer would slow down because of the bloated Windows, and people would say, geez, I guess they need an upgrade. And at least they would upgrade the computer. At most, they would buy a new computer. That's the way it works. And you want to compound this, you look at cash for clunkers. During the previous administration, not the Trump administration, before that, cash for clunkers. You take a vehicle and the government would pay you to pay the dealer to destroy the engine. So you could have a vehicle that might have been banged up, but had a good transmission, differential, running gear, engine, and they would pour this silicate substance down the intake and lock up the engine. So they take a perfectly good engine and destroy it, and they call that cash for clunkers. Cash for clunkers. And so what happened? A whole bunch of really good used engines were destroyed. And in favor of what? These tiny little roller skate cars that people are driving now. Yep. That's what they did. That'd be during a previous administration. Have you heard of cash for clunkers?
Yeah, I have. I think that was an atrocious thing because a lot of those old cars were really good cars. You know, they might have been 20 or 30 years old, but they got people from A to B, and it all worked. And he did it just to create an economic stimulus. Oh, yeah, that's the other comic book character, Michael Obama. Michael Obama gets a comic book as well. Should we discuss Michael Obama?
Sure. Barry, Michael, and the Rented Children. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Michael Obama. There's a Hollywood socialite by the name of Joan Rivers, and she was, for a while there she would have, you know, parties in her Hollywood mansion, and she was, you know, a reasonably old lady. I think she was in her 70s or 80s, But she's one of these old school Hollywood socialites that you get. And she would have big fancy, you know, champagne Hollywood parties in her big mansion, and she'd have several hundred of her very best friends over. And she would have Barry and Michael as honoured guests until they began doing something. I don't really know what they did, but in the end, she ended up booting them out of her Hollywood party. They were not invited to any more of her parties after that. And she went on the news media at a particular point, and they, you know, and Barry had just been elected to the presidency, and they said, oh, how long do you think it will be until we get the first gay president, the first homosexual president? And she says, oh, you've got him now. And the reporter said, oh, what do you mean? And then she said, oh, Michelle's a tranny. And they said, what do you mean Michelle's a tranny? And she said, well, Michelle is a transvestite. She's, you know, she's not a a biological female or something like that. And boy, oh boy, did that make enemies between Joan Rivers and Barry and Michael. And about 2 or 3 weeks after these events, after Joan Rivers had this meeting with these reporters, she had to go in to have some throat surgery. And the throat surgery was a failure, and she died on the operating table. And, you know, when I, going back to, you know, in my past life as the pirate surgeon George Wilson, that was a joke that I used to say, throat surgery, mate. You know, that meant giving somebody some, you know, some surgical procedures to the jugular, meaning cutting their throat. That's, I believe that's what happened to Joan Rivers on the operating table. I believe that she was murdered. And I'm just wondering, are they going to write that little historical factoid? I've got no proof of that, by the way. All that I know is that according to the history books, 3 weeks after, 2 or 3 weeks after Joan Rivers made that public press statement, that she died on the operating table during a throat operation. Are they going to write that into the comic book about what a hero Michael Obama is? You know, are they going to write it into the comic book about the day that he, you know, forgot to strap up his gear properly and was photographed walking along with something swinging around? I hate to be crude. I don't want to be, but this happened. This is evidence that Michelle is not female. She's not a she. Michael Obama is a male, and on the inside, everybody knows it. And even Barack Obama, from time to time, has been caught on a hot mic calling his beloved Michael. That's just how it is. Does that make sense, Vincent?
I've heard all that, and I've read all that in the media.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, class, if you think back, Joe Biden was vice president from 2009 through 2017. So he was vice president during the Cash for Clunkers era. I just wanted to make sure that this is kind of clear. The Cash for Clunkers was a concept. It was a complete failure that was designed to spur Americans to spend money they didn't have on something they didn't need nor want, which would be a new car. And there was criteria for trading in a clunker, as they called it. Let me define what a clunker is by the official terminology. So the eligibility criteria for your vehicle to be a clunker, to get an unusually high trade-in value, was the vehicle must be less than 25 years old on the trade-in date. Less than 25 years old. It had to have a weighted combined average fuel economy of 18 miles per gallon or less. Trade-in vehicles must be registered and insured continuously for the year preceding the trade-in. The trade-in must be in drivable condition. So what they're saying is this clunker had to run. It had to work. And it had to be registered. Does that sound like a clunker? Or does that sound like a useful vehicle? Sounds like a useful vehicle to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And class, let me define it this way. the least expensive vehicle you can own in terms of cost to own it, drive it, use it, etc., is the one you're driving right now. It's not the new one. The new one's going to cost more. Insurance is higher. Repairs are going to be more expensive, etc. It's going to be more flimsy. It's going to fail more frequently, and the repairs for it are going to cost more. So the least expensive vehicle, almost all the time, to operate is the one you're driving. And that's the one they would call a clunker back during the Obama-Biden administration. So just remember that this complete fiasco, this failure, was during Jumpin' Joe's vice presidency. And today, Jumpin' Joe and the gang are going to unveil the taxing increases that y'all are going to benefit from. They claim that they need to modernize the roads. I don't think our roads really need modernizing. I think they need repairs. I don't think we need to have sensors to monitor every vehicle's movement. I don't think that's necessary, but that's what, you know, that's 5G. That's where we're headed. So it looks to me like, again, the wealthy are going to benefit from the new tax increase that will be unveiled, at least in part, today. And I'll bet you, well, I know for a fact, that what the government can give you, the government can take away. But the government also, when they give it to you, they've taken it from something. And that would be from you. They take it from you, they siphon off the administrative part, and then they give you some of it. Now, believe it or not, I used to run, I used to run the computing aisle for a government. I was in charge of computer technology for a government called a government operation. And this government operation would receive funding. And it would cost about 50% of the funding that the government got to give the other 50% to the people. What I'm saying is the overhead was 50%. Can you imagine that? And that's the absolute truth. So if when you see these government workers and they're disgruntled and they're having they just hate their jobs, it costs about 50% for them to sit there and hate their jobs and to not pay attention to you. No kidding. That's the truth. Gwyneth?
That's absolutely remarkable. You know, if they don't spend their government budget, they don't get it next time.
The military has a term for that. And when they fly their jets toward the end of the oil burner runs, that means wasting fuel, because if they don't, they won't get it next year. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As China strong-arms the WHO in its investigation to the origins of the coronavirus, World Health Organization advisor Jamie Metzl is reporting that while it is possible that the coronavirus outbreak started in the wild then jumped to humans, there is no evidence to prove this so far. New York police arrest the suspect in a brutal beating of a 65-year-old Asian woman. 38-year-old Brandon Elliott has many charges, including assault as a hate crime. The Biden administration on Tuesday announced a set of measures responding to rising anti-Asian violence, including deploying $49.5 million from COVID-19 relief funds for U.S. community programs that help victims. The NBA's Utah Jazz charter plane was forced to make an emergency landing Tuesday after striking a flock of birds shortly after takeoff that resulted in an engine issue. The pilot declared an emergency and returned to Salt Lake International Airport. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As the national debt is over 200% greater than the gross domestic product, or GDP, the Biden administration wants to put more debt on the backs of our children, grandchildren, and perhaps great-grandchildren. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
President Biden is set to unveil his infrastructure spending proposals at a speech in Pittsburgh, but the two-part legislative package involves more than just infrastructure. The plan includes further stimulus payments as well as increased funding for health care and education. Biden's plan would raise taxes on corporations, capital gains, and individuals earning more than $1 million annually. As far as Biden working with Republicans on this proposal, Republican Senator from North Dakota John Thune says,
there's bipartisan support for infrastructure. There always has been. It's historically that way. But this is an administration that at least right now seems set on doing it one way, their way, or the highway.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, Biden set to deliver that major policy speech on Wednesday.
On January 8, 1835, President Andrew Jackson paid off the entire national debt, the only time in U.S. history that's been accomplished. This week, TV celebrity and former NFL defensive end Michael Strahan underwent a procedure to close the iconic gap between his two front teeth.
Friends, if you don't do it, none of my business want to be like, don't do it. I got to do what I want to do for myself now, you know.
Dr. Lee Goss at Smile Design in Manhattan, New York, performed the procedure. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I don't believe it. Ah, this is Mommy's Jam. Did you hear that? Who speaks like that? I've never heard a mother speak like that to her children. Just a second, getting back to the Cash for Clunkers. The Barry Satoru Obama Biden administration. So, according to Wikipedia, to ensure that vehicles traded in under the Cash for Clunkers will not be resold by dealers, the program outlines procedure for destructively disabling the engine and thus also precluding the possibility that any mechanical engine components might be salvaged or used by repair or of any other vehicle. The motor oil is drained out of the vehicle and replaced with a sodium silicate solution, and the engine is started and run until the solution, becoming glass-like when heated, causes the engine's internal bearings to abrade and ultimately seize. So what they've done with this ridiculous program is intentionally destroy engines that worked. Destroy them. And I know it was a problem because I had a former friend who needed an engine for a truck. And I went to find one. And there weren't any. Because Barry, Joe, and the bandits destroyed them with this ridiculous cash for clunkers program, which provided a minimum of $3,500 trade-in value for a vehicle that should not have gotten that kind of a $3,500 to $4,500. Now, here's an interesting thing. So, in order to have your vehicle be eligible, it had to get greater than 22 miles per gallon, the new one. The old one had to get less than 18 miles per gallon. Now, the delta between 18 and 22 is 4 miles per gallon. So, they were willing to destroy vehicles that ran to get 4 or more miles per gallon fuel economy improvement. But there were ineligible vehicles. Now, here's some of the ineligible vehicles. A Ford Aerostar van. A Lincoln Continental. A Lincoln Continental. Now, Lincoln Continentals, 1987, didn't get very good miles per gallon, but they were ineligible. Why? I don't know. How about the 1987 Grand Marquis station wagon? That was ineligible. Why? The 1987 Lincoln Town Car. The 1987 Ford LTD Crown Victoria wagon. Why? Those got crappy mileage or lousy mileage. Why? Why were they ineligible? How about the Dodge, some of the Dodge pickup trucks? The 1992 Jeep Comanche four-wheel drive. That got lousy mileage. Why? Why were they ineligible? This is what your government does. We actually overpay morons and buffoons to tell us what to do. I hate it. I absolutely hate being told by people who know less than I do what I'm supposed to do. I hate that. Gwyneth?
Yeah, I hate it too. You know, something that a lot of those vehicles have in common, the ones that are not eligible, is that they are former government vehicles. The Dodge Charger used to be a very common police vehicle. Blue team vehicle. The Lincoln Continental used to be a very common high-end, you know, limousine, you know, chauffeured type vehicle for government officials. And I'll bet that one or two former or present government workers who used to have to do with these vehicles still have some of them hanging around in the back of their shed.
And they want parts for them.
And that they have the parts for them, and that they want them to still be circulating out there in the public. Mm-hmm. So as soon as you said Lincoln Continental and Dodge Charger, I thought to myself, hang on, wait a minute. Dodge Charger is almost the archetype of the American police vehicle. Right.
I didn't say Dodge Charger. I said Dodge trucks. But the Lincoln Continental, yes. The Ford LTD Crown Victoria, yes.
That was the one, the Crown Victoria.
Yeah. Right.
That was almost the archetype of the American police vehicle during the 80s and 90s.
That's correct. That's correct.
That was it. That's what they used.
Mm-hmm.
And they loved them.
And now they have these little race cars. Now they ride around in these souped up, high powered, very fast, poor miles per gallon, poor POOR miles per gallon little race cars. It used to be that the police would have a vehicle with a bench seat, and it would be small hubcaps, and it would be stripped down. Not anymore. Now we drive stripped down vehicles, and they drive the expensive vehicles.
Yeah, so it's one rule for them and another rule for us.
Right.
Just like always goes down, you know? Mm-hmm. I think that we should just stop doing what they tell us to. I think that that's going to be the... And just not to make a big deal about it, but just to quietly stop complying.
Yeah.
Because, you know, how I can see it going down with all of these new sensors that they're going to put onto the roads and all of this sort of stuff, and they're going to build all these new systems and blah, blah, blah. The thing is, the whole system is at the very point of collapse, okay? I don't think that there's even enough silver on this planet to create the solder to create all of these sensors that they want to put across every square inch of the world. Because they don't just want to do it in the US. They want to do it everywhere. And the planet's a very, very big place. There is not enough silver to do the soldering to create all of these devices on the Earth. That means that ultimately their plan is going to fail. It's going to seem to succeed for a time. My estimate would be it will seem to succeed for between 5 and 10 years. And then it will fall into a screaming heap. And you will see them, which was the other thing that we were going to talk about today. Massive civilizational and systemic collapse is coming. And people need to now move themselves away from their system in every single way that they possibly can. Okay? So that means that if the, I don't know, if the municipality in your area tells you not to get a water tank, that means you should go out and buy a water tank. If the municipality says that you should only put your well down to 150 feet, you should just quietly tell the driller 250 feet. This is the sort of thing I'm talking about. And if the driller refuses to do it, maybe you can offer to pay him a little bit of a bonus if he will do that extra 100 feet of well depth. This is the sort of thing that I'm talking about, because these are the sorts of stupid regulations that are going in all over the world. And another thing that you'll find as all of this begins to unwind is that it will seem as if nature itself is fighting their systems. And I wrote to you earlier in an email about a dream that I had about a volcano erupting. And I dreamt in my bed at night that I'm not inclined to go to protests, by the way. It's something that I basically never, ever do. Because although I think that they are necessary, I think that ultimately it's too much of a risk for me personally. And that I will be needed after the collapse happens to help rebuild, because I've got a special set of skills that can help people, to help to teach people how to construct stuff.
We've got two callers on the line. Glenn in Michigan, welcome. Arjun, you're next.
Hello?
Yes, welcome.
Oh, hi. This is Glenn from Michigan. How are you guys doing?
You
hit a hot button with me on this cash for clunkers, and it brings another thing to it. Back in, I think it was approximately 2008, 2009, when that program was implemented, I owned a software company that provided software to car dealerships. I had about 20 to 22 rooftops, that meaning that dealerships that were my clients, and they leased software from me to manage the variable end, which is the front end of the business, the prospecting, the sales, and all that. When that program came out, I couldn't believe it. You know, I knew all the general managers, the owners of these dealerships I had for clients. They were taking perfectly good running cars. And they were giving these people rebates of, I think at that time, it's been a while, I can't remember exactly, it was like $3,700, $3,800 to trade in specific vehicles. And vehicles like the Crown Vic, the Grand Marquis and stuff, they were ineligible because they were being used for there were specific dealerships that remodified them for police cars and stuff. So it was just to benefit the government and benefit the dealerships, which, you know, GM was just about going bankrupt at that time. They bailed them out and stuff. So your assessments, both you and Glenn, are 100% correct. And then they would take these vehicles that were perfectly running vehicles, and they would render them ineffective. They had to pour some type of solvent in them to freeze the engine, and then they had to have them, the metal was supposed to be crushed and stuff. There were, you know, a few ingenious dealerships that figured out to avoid that, put them back on the market again. But in general, that's what happened. Your assessment's 100%.
Well, it was a crime. It was a crime against the planet, because there's no way that you can take all of the energy and all the pollution and all of the everything that goes into the manufacturing of a vehicle and then throw it away and replace it with a little, you know, 22 mile per gallon or better vehicle and have that be a net benefit for the planet. It's impossible.
Exactly.
You know, the laws of physics prevent that from happening. And that's what our government does. It does stupid things like that. Well, I really appreciate your call. Yeah.
Let me really quick add one more comment.
Sure.
I don't remember the years that this transpired, but there was a time when propane grills, you know, for barbecuing in your house, the industry was flat. They lobbied Congress that the propane tanks, I believe they had an internal thread, and the new ones have an external thread,
right,
to outlaw those internal propane tanks. And you had to purchase the new ones, and the grill business went through the moon after that. All those old tanks got repainted and went and got sold to Mexico, to South America, to Middle South America. Unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah. And we all had to buy new tanks because they wouldn't be refilled because the valving was different and the threads were different. You're absolutely right.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
A couple very quick comments, class. If you want to send me an email, you can send it to instructor at usaprepares.com, I-N-S-T-R-U-C-T-O-R, at usaprepares.com. If you like what we're doing, the kind of broadcasting that we're doing, please let me know. If you don't like it, you can let me know as well. And tomorrow, you can call us. Kyle and I are going to be talking about preparedness, tires, spark plugs, small engines, etc., things that we think that you need to know about. That's tomorrow. And feel free to call us with your preparedness questions, whether it be plumbing, heating, electrical, solar, gasoline engines, cars, trucks, anything regarding preparedness. I don't want to talk about politics, so other than politics. There are plenty of people who have broadcasts about politics, so I don't really want to do that. I got a statement from our credit card company. And, yeah, we use credit cards. And Capital One, it's because Menards issue their card, the big card from Menards is issued by Capital One. Well, we got the statement, and the payment in full was due, or partial payment, was due in 1 or 2 days. So I called them up and I said, hey, you know, thanks for sending me this statement, but there's no way you're going to get our payment in time. So I don't feel like going to the post office today, but I'll go tomorrow, and we'll write you a check tomorrow and pay the bill in full. We always pay in full. We don't incur any interest charges. And I said, I'm just letting you know that the mail was delayed, or you guys mailed it late or something, but I just got it. And so they said, yeah, you pay your bills on time, so you know we'll put that in the file, and we send them a check, and everything's good. Then a couple days later, we get a letter from the electric company, and they're going to shut off our electricity. And why? Because we didn't pay the bill. Why didn't we pay the bill? Because we didn't get the statement. We didn't get the statement. And we don't have this online banking thing, so we don't use that. So what I'm telling you is the U.S. mail is fallen to a level I can't believe. They have a monopoly, and they can't even handle that. So The mail doesn't seem to get here on time, and it makes us look bad, meaning the Finelli family. It looks like we're a bunch of deadbeats now. So Mrs. Finelli called the utility company and said, hey, we just got the disconnect notice, but we didn't get the statement. The reason we didn't pay the bill is because we didn't get it. And they looked and they said, geez, you know, you've never been late in 15 or 16 years. You've been a real good customer. We're going to waive all the fees. And so the bill was paid via credit card. What I'm telling you is, class, be really careful. And don't allow the U.S. mail's failure to deliver to impact you. So be proactive. Call your credit card companies right away if you get your statement late. And here's what companies like Capital One want. They want your check to be in their hands about a week or more prior to it being due. So by the time they print it, mail it, you receive it, there's no way most of us can have the check 7 to 10 days in the hands of the credit card company before the final date. So be careful and be proactive. Get on the phone with them, call them up, tell them what's going on. They'll annotate your account and you won't have to pay the late fees. And if you do have a late fee, negotiate with them. Say, look, I'm a good customer of yours. Can you waive that? Would you please do that for me? Thank you so much. Gwyneth?
Yeah, that's everything's, like I said, everything's falling apart. People have forgotten how to work, so that includes the postal workers. People seem to think that work involves pressing a series of buttons. And on the Alex Jones show today, Alex said it perfectly. He said people are now being paid to keep chairs warm and press buttons and pretend they're working. And I heard that and I thought, you have hit the nail on the head, Alex. This is why I listen to his show, because I don't listen to many shows, but I listen to the Alex Jones show and I listen to USA Prepares and I listen to the Sons of Liberty. That's the top three shows on the GCN radio network. And I listen to one or two others, but I don't really listen to very many others. But that's true. People, and they've forgotten how to work. They think that work is sitting at their computer pressing buttons. And sometimes my work involves sitting at a computer pressing buttons as well, like when I'm emailing you, for instance, talking about what we're going to do on the show, or when I'm writing books. But that's not the total sum of my work. My work is also going outside and planting trees and planting bulbs, planting vegetables, getting crops in, and so on and so forth. Looking after chickens, looking after rabbits, looking after horses, looking after dogs. It's all work. But you know something? It doesn't really feel like work. It's
right,
enjoyable,
because it's your hobby.
And I want to do it.
Right, because it's your hobby, and you've turned your hobby into your lifestyle. Yeah, and I feel the same way. And class, the reason I do this broadcasting is it's fun for me. I enjoy doing it. I don't get paid for doing it. And when it stops being fun, I'm going to stop doing it. Thank you so much, Gwyneth. Thank you, Jason. See you tomorrow.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.